You're on.
So we'll discuss some in Yoni Sukkot. So we'll begin at the beginning. The Torah tells us, Pasukas Teshvu Shivas Yomim. There's a mitzvah to dwell in the Sukkah for 7 days during the days of Sukkot. And in fact, since we just finished Yom Kippur, in fact, the Ramah brings down, when should one start building the Sukkah? Mitzvah to build your Sukkah right after Yom Kippur. So you go from mitzvah to mitzvah. On a practical level, it depends on if it's feasible or not. I don't know many people who start building the Sukkah Motzi Yom Kippur. Either many already have them up, and many, or at nighttime, number one, after Yom Kippur, and at nighttime is not always the easiest thing. So maybe there's some minhagim to do part of it, but the point being is, it's not so much that it's dafke after Yom Kippur, it's the fact that it's a mitzvah to go from, you want to show right after Yom Kippur, look, I'm involved from one mitzvah to the next. Like I pointed out yesterday, before in the Ila, there was the old minhag in Europe, and maybe in some yeshivas today, to start davening 15 minutes earlier than usual. To show you, right after Yom Kippur, you're starting a new slate. Or, as they point out, if you're going to change your life for 15 minutes, that means Yom Kippur was worth it. So along those lines, we go from mitzvah to mitzvah. So the mitzvah is to sit in the tzukkah for 7 days, and we have a special drush in the Gemara, Teshvu Ke'ein Tadiru. You dwell in the tzukkah the way you would dwell in your house. So in other words, the classic example is if you have a leak in your kitchen and you're getting wet while you're eating, you would not stay in that area. You'd move away. You'd move into the dining room or move into another room. So too, if it rains during Sukkot, one is exempt. It's called Mitztayer Pater Min HaSukkah, that someone who's under distress, someone who's not comfortable, and it's not a way he would normally eat in his house at that time, so he's exempt. Of course, one has to use common sense and can't abuse the principle, and of course there'll be elements of subjectivity. For me, it's easy when it's raining, I'm out. For me, there's nothing worse for me sitting in the rain eating or dripping from my sukkah. Or B, I think the minhag among Chabad, they seem to have a different standard. I spoke to different Chabadniks, whether that's the norm or it's just here, that I see them, they tell me they eat in the rain. I say, what do you mean eat in the rain? So, number one, Api Halacha, you're exempt. Perhaps maybe not even getting a mitzvah because maybe it's not even a sukkah anymore. And anyway, the Ramah quotes the Yerushalmi, one who eats in the sukkah while it's raining, nikra hedjot. You're called a simpleton, a fool. In other words, it's not a high praise, let's say. So what is the Chabad line back? Their line back is, again, I don't know how big the storm is, how far they take it, but their line back is, it causes them more tsar to eat in the house and not in the sukkah, so therefore that's what they can eat in the sukkah. It's a nice drasha, whether api halacha, that's a good answer. Now we'll leave it an open question. In fact, it's similar to the one they say over from the Ragachava. The Ragachava was one of the great Gaonim. He was, I think, a Hasidic Rebbe also. And apparently the story goes, he used to learn on Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur is not a problem learning. Tisha B'Av lek in Avel, and you only allowed to learn certain spots. So they asked, how could you learn on, maybe it was an Avel or Tisha B'Av, occasionally he wasn't allowed to learn. So he answered, there's no mitzvah to be inside during Shiva. In other words, right. You're supposed to take away luxuries and that, but I don't have to mitzvah myself, and not learning is too much of a... So halavai were on the level of the rugged Shiva, that would be a good problem. But either way, the mitzvah is teshu kein tadir. We have to dwell in the sukkah the way we normally live a normal life. However, with one exception to the rule, and it always seems to happen, but lately it seems to be not an uncommon occurrence, is the Leil Rishona, the first night of Sukkot, because it's a special mitzvah. We learn out from a Gzeres Shav, they compare Tetzvav, the night of Sukkot, to the night of Pesach, that there's a special chi of, at least like on Pesach, the Erev Tochu Matos, the chi of Israeli, the first night. So there's a special night a special mitzvah, Leil Rishona, Leil Rishona, to eat in the sukkah, and perhaps even if it rains. That's a major discussion in the Rishonim. We'll go into detail another time. But some say no. Some say the first night's no different than any other. If it's raining, you're exempt. Others say no. The first night's not included, and you have to sit there eating in the rain. And we have a kind of a compromise view. La halacha, we sit in. So what we do is we, if we see the forecast basically says rain the whole night, you don't have to wait. You know, if it says the rain's going to stop in 5 minutes, wait. But if it's unknown and you have families and shalom bayis, then I go with the eating right away. Simchas yantiv. What you would do is you'd make kiddush in the sukkah. No leishe basukkah, because you're going to be eating in the house. And you make hamotzi in the sukkah. You eat a kezayis of challah. And then you come in, and then if it clears up later, then you can discuss going out making a leishe basukkah or whatever. So we go with a compromise, since we don't want to, since it's a shiloh, whether we're chayev or not. So, and you know, the first two nights we discuss. But generally speaking, if it happens during the week or any daytime meal, the halacha is you're exempt. In other words, if it's raining outside, you don't make kiddush in the sukkah and go back in. There's no halacha like that. Teshvu ke'ein tadiro, you go ahead and you eat inside the sukkah, you eat inside your home. And the bracha, so they point out that the bracha we make is a leishev basukkah. We make a bracha of sitting in the sukkah, even though, interesting, not practically speaking, at least not practically here, but maybe practical in other places, really the halacha is that sleeping in the sukkah on the books is stricter than eating in the sukkah. Again, in warm climates, it's more practical. But what do I mean by that? What do I mean it's more strict? Because the halacha is not everything I eat has to be in the sukkah. If I'm just eating a nash, I'm having a bottle of water, I'm having some chips. It's only if you're having cake or challah or bread, so then one is required. It's praiseworthy to eat everything. As teishu kein tadi, we should do everything in the sukkah. Learn in the sukkah, but legally speaking, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah if you're just having like more of a nash type of thing. But when it comes to sleeping, it says, afilu shinas, achilas arai is okay. Achilas kev has to be in the sukkah. But shinas arai, but even a temporary sleep, that has to be done in the sukkah. So the question is, so why don't we make a lishan basukkah? Why don't we make a bracha about sleeping? You know, so basically, leishe basukkah covers the gamut. It also means, because leishe means you're in and sleeping, and also many people and also in terms of it's not a problem. Also, let's say, we don't want to make a bracha lishan basukkah because you might not fall asleep. you'll ask me, but people have insomnia, they don't sleep well. How do they make the bracha every night of hamapiyah? Maybe you won't fall asleep. So there are different answers, but one fundamental difference is because when it comes to hamapiyah, you're making the bracha on the chevle shinas. I'm tired. That whether you fall asleep or not, I'm tired, I'm ready to go to sleep. The bracha is on that, going to sleep. But the bracha on leishev, alishem basukkah, is actually sitting in the sukkah, is actually sleeping. Therefore, the poets can bring down that's why we don't make the bracha leishev. And therefore, there's a discussion, how often do you make the bracha leishev basukkah? So there are, again, it's like everything, there are different opinions in the Rishonim. Sometimes, some say every time you walk in, and that's not our custom. Our custom is basically every time we go in to eat. In other words, any time we're going in to have eat something kavua, meal, or going in to have something which warrants a bracha, we make it. Right. As opposed to, because in contrast to Berkas HaTorah, because that's Tosu's question in brachas, how come when it comes to Berkas HaTorah, we make the bracha this morning, every morning, and that's it? Every time I go and sit and learn, I don't make a new bracha, Berkas HaTorah. How come when it comes to Berkas HaTorah, one bracha covers everything? When it comes to Leishe Basukkah, I got to make a new bracha every time I sit in. So, but there's a fundamental difference between Birkas HaTorah and Leishe Basukkah. Birkas HaTorah is going not only on the actual learning, book learning, but you're actually involved all the time. The fact You're working behind the cash register. You're involved because you're applying the Torah. So being honest in business, whatever you're doing, it's a 24/7 inclusive. Therefore, you only have to make the bracha once. But leshe basukkah, that's a specific thing on the act. And therefore, once you leave the sukkah, that act there is. Let's say you eat, you go to daven, you eat in the sukkah, you go to work, you come back for lunch. You already left for 3 hours, and hence, when you're eating lunch, you require a new bracha. Those are some of the halachas. We're just warming up. Some of the halachas of Hilchas Sukkah will be continuing, discussing Sukkah for the next 2 weeks or so.